Hi, guys. Welcome to the Greatest Type Girls podcast. We are on part two of the dating series of three. We have already released the first one. It was a lot of fun. First podcast was just a bunch of girls or three girls. Today, we have an equal amount of women as we do men. We are going to discuss all different types of topics on dating, little online dating focus centered, but sky's the limit. So welcome and thanks for joining us. Introduce ourselves. We will start with Jesse to my right.
Hey, I'm Jesse. Happy to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for
what
being
do I
here.
Do? I'm a spin instructor, fitness professional. I teach boxing to people with Parkinson's. I teach a spin class. Awesome. It's a pretty amazing program, 413 Fitness. Check it out. And I also drive Uber. So I am all over the city. I'm a tour guy, drone enthusiast. I do a little bit of everything.
Nice. Super cool. Yeah. Nice. Thanks for being here.
Yep.
Awesome.
I don't feel like I'm as cool as he is, actually.
You are very cool.
My name is Sean. Yeah, my name is Sean. I'm actually from a little bit smaller town myself. I grew up a small town, like I said, started my professional career in medicine, and I got tired of medicine and decided to jump into roofing, and now I have a business in roofing. And I wanted to see what everybody's idea was on the dating scene over here in North Austin compared to where I'm from. So I'm here today for that reason.
Cool. And Melissa.
And I'm back, guys. Melissa. I introduced myself the last one, but nursing background, I do marketing, and just here to kind of figure it all out and get some male perspective this time.
That was a lot of feminine energy. But it was fun.
You know what? I just wanted to start by saying the whole coffee thing. I got so much shit about the coffee. So I'm not talking going coffee like in just your sweats and stuff. I mean, I would dress up for a coffee date, and I don't know if y'all got the whole thing. I normally do coffee dates because it's easy. If you want to kidnap me or take my kidney, I can bolt out the door a little faster. Like, it's not, the commitment's not there. So I just want to say that I will never do a coffee date again now because I got so much shit, but it wasn't going just like a crazy, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you put some effort into it.
Was your coffee date like a meet and greet, or was your
It was just a kind of introduction. But I just want to say that, people, I get dressed up for a coffee date. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, which we just segued right back into that. Okay, so
sorry.
You know what I gathered from that last podcast, and thank you guys all for watching it before you got here, so you know what where we're jumping on. Look, ultimately, I think my theory is simply this. If you're not meeting anyone like at the organic department,
like we were
talking
about,
yeah. What was it?
Whole Foods.
Yeah, the organic
and, if you're not meeting people organically and you are on dating apps, hoping that works for you because we're now in a modern time.
Right.
Here's what I surmised. I don't like meet and greets because they're a waste of my time. Period. It's a waste of time. And it's not about the little bit of time that you invest by going to the coffee for 15 minutes and being like, I don't like this guy's kind of creepy. For me, there's a whole like getting ready, figuring your outfit. And even if you're just going in some sweats, like you're still going to kind of like do your hair and makeup. You're going to get your shit together. So no meet and greet, Bato. Sorry.
What are
you not doing that because hold on. Because you could do the meet and greet with the phone now. I know you said you don't do Snap Face.
Well, the problem with the meet and greet is you don't know if Kermit the Frog or Miss Piggy or SpongeBob is going to show up.
Why don't you call and make a video call?
Well, you can do that too, though.
You can.
You can be like getting to the point of when do we just go hang out, right? I hear you on the meet and greet, but you got to try. Is it the baseline of coffee that you don't like? You want a full date. What's a full date? What's your
maybe
baseline
lunch instead of coffee?
A lunch? A dinner or like a fun thing.
Where if I invited you to a walk, what would your reaction be?
I would go because it requires like some time and interaction.
We might and stop for a smoothie. You don't know. You see what I'm saying? I got an adventure.
Like, I got money for a smoothie, yes. Bitch.
Okay.
Stop.
Ziggy, losing it.
I know.
Ziggy's like, she's really not a gold digger after all.
No,
like,
because I think that's
because for me, what I'm trying to say in a kick come out right.
You're flapping your wings. What's up?
For me, it's not the purchase.
Yeah.
I mean, because I go back to that, right? Like a walk, a meet and greet. It doesn't have to be 15 minutes. Because I think if we went out, like, let's
you meet for coffee. You could run off the walk.
Well, no. Like, if we met for coffee, it doesn't have to be 15 minutes. Like, I can talk to the wall.
I just want to see who you are.
But
yes.
Just to kind of get that first introduction of you, whether it's a walk or, hey, let's go, whatever.
Right.
And then you kind of know what to expect, right? Because I'm opposite of you. If I'm going to get dressed up and put some effort on and actually put makeup on, I want to know that, not that you're worth it, but I'm going to enjoy my time with you, right? And it doesn't have to be a connection or, hey, this is going to be my next person or whatever. Right. I just want to know I'm going to have a good time. Yeah. And
I do have a question. How many, with you guys on the dating app, because I wouldn't know from experience personally, but when you are on, how many guys that y'all reach out to during the process or look at their profiles, how many of those guys use filters? Is that something that's very prevalent?
No.
Okay, so you don't have anything to worry about like we do.
No.
Because
you're going
after them. I don't do apps. Yeah, I don't do apps.
These fucking guys, you want to know what they do?
Hey, it is Austin, so I don't know.
No, there's also Vatos from New Braunfels, San Antonio. I even expanded my search. Like, maybe I need to go to Dallas, maybe Houston.
That's
I don't
far.
Even know.
Too many miles.
Yeah.
Like,
now that's geez. Effort.
No,
that's, get on the Vaughn Lane. Like, no, yes. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah.
The Vaughn Lane's really
nice. Oh, it's great, but I don't want to transit to a date. That's transit.
What's Vaughn? I don't know what that is.
The Vaughn Lane's a really bougie bus.
Bus. It's great.
Oh. Okay.
I've taken it once.
What is it called?
The Vaughn Lane.
V-O-N.
Okay.
One N?
Vaughn Lane.
Oh, like a city to city bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah. I like it. No, this is what men do. And what I think we talked about this last time. I'm 49 years old. I usually start my dating like search at 40. To 60. But what these motherfuckers do. No, I know. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I just went on two dates last week with 60-year-old men. I walked out on one.
See?
On two.
Like,
on
one.
What did they do to make you walk out? You got to know. Unpack this. Let's go on. Let's go on.
I know, because I would never walk out. I would just.
I
would make the determination immediately. Like, is this? I told you.
So what happened? Yeah, what happened that you were like, all right, "That's it. I got to get my person sneak out."
Okay, so let's talk. We'll talk about the pictures. Do they edit their? No, because they don't know how. They're kind of not there. Like they don't know how. What they do is they grab a picture of them when they were 28 years old, and they post that. Oh. Now I have learned. Oh. To look closely, I'm like, this bitch says Kodak and it has a date on the phone. No, ma'am, this is old. Okay. You have to zoom in. The way you all
a
zoom
Polaroid.
In. Yeah. It's like, yeah. A, like, and not a cute, funky new right. Polaroid. So you could tell by
that. I would have never thought that.
Yeah. So they were like, when they were in the Marines and like they had a full head of hair. Like one guy was like, bro, which one are you? Like the first picture, you have a full head of hair. You look great. You look bright and young.
Yeah.
But the last picture, you have no hair.
Mm. Where it's like falling off. But do you know the age? Like when you, because I've never done an app, but it has to say your age range, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, and then they write, "I'm 60, not 50." So they do it for the algorithm. They alter their ages. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What we're dealing with here?
I think we gotta set up a 3-year rule. If the photo is older than 3 years, buy. Take some new photos.
Yes.
Well, you got a phone in your pocket. There's no excuse.
Yeah. And you got portrait mode.
There's no excuse.
You have portrait mode. You can fix it.
Come on, portrait.
You have to have a friend in your photos. There's rules to photos, right?
Yes.
You got to have engaging, kind of fun photos as a male. And as a female, if you're with your friends, you got to have a solo photo too. I got to know who I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And like easily distinguish.
Too. Yeah.
It happens. Male, female, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, it happens.
Yeah, you're nice, but what about your friend over
what's
there?
Up with her?
Yeah. So what would compel me to walk out?
Well, why did you walk out?
Because he went from, like, which I normally like, he went from the app to "Can I call you?" And then he called me, and it was a real strained conversation. He started to ask me about how I felt, because I am Jewish, and how I felt about Israel right now. And I think that it is a very, very, very heavy topic.
It is.
It's hard being Jewish right now.
And I don't want to breach that conversation with anyone right now, because it's not simple.
Nope.
And I know I know where I stand when I had a, where I stood when I had a little bit of information. And now I know where I stand with a lot more information.
Yeah.
I know where I stand religiously. I know where I stand amongst Jewish people. And I know where I stand when it comes to humanity.
Yeah.
And some people don't have all of those thoughts in mind. They just think like, this, it's got to be this.
Well, it's easy when it's a 15-second post
right.
on TikTok or Instagram. It takes a long time to tell the history of the Jewish people.
Right.
And if you don't start from there, then I don't really want to. I'm right. also Jewish. My mother's Israeli, lives in Haradar. Well, lived in Haradar in Jerusalem. I get it. I don't even engage.
I don't want to.
I don't want to engage. I drive by it. I'm like, hey, you do your peaceful protest. That's cool. So I hear you. But on a date, that's odd.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think
that's
about that? And I was like,
that's
no, I was like, I was like, hey, you know what? Like, I just walked out on a date yesterday because the guy was really heavy topic centered. And I asked him to keep it light. And okay. And then we talked about immigrants. And he's like, yeah, I understand there are a lot of those.
No, that's just not your, that's not an educated.
No.
It's an uneducated, and this person was a dentist. But you know, when you do the same thing and you're in people's mouths all day long, when do you have time to actually broaden your brain? And like, nonetheless, the guy was just the jokes weren't landing. It was very offensive. I didn't know how to see my way out of there. So those of you all that say you can't get out of coffee date, you can get out of a coffee date easier. It could have been a coffee date. I was still going to fucking walk away. I literally, he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Everything he said was very offensive. He saw my face. I mean, I don't have a what's it called? A poker face. If you say something weird, I'm going to be like,
yeah.
Like that little girl in the memes. So I just kept saying like, yeah, not appropriate. Like not. And he kept on and on and on with stupid old white man jokes that I finally was like, you know what? Sorry. There were old white man, irrelevant, not funny, insensitive jokes.
He was just grabbing at straws to try to fill the airtime, I guess.
Yeah.
And we don't need to. Like, if it, like, okay.
That's your first red flag. That's why you tip off and left.
Right. Like, it was a great cocktail. He was bitching about South Bend. He was bitching about the traffic. It's the, ¿sabes qué, vato? Like, you know what? I was like,
I got a question for Sean, actually, because I'm hearing this, but I'm like, how do you show up to a date with a lady and, like, just present your best self?
Yes.
Because I have a method. I'm just curious how you do it.
You know, I qualify them before I even go out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this uncanny ability, I think, to kind of profile just their nonverbal. Just I know what I'm looking for. I know who I am and I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go through a profile just with their pictures immediately. And I'm not a guy that just looks at their pictures. I'll look at everything. And then if I may swipe 1,000 times to I don't like you to what is that left or right or whatever. I don't know which. I don't
left
remember.
Is no
or the right heart or the X or whatever it was. Right. Uh-huh. And then once I found some that I thought would be not to be arrogant that were worthy of dating me. Sounds kind of arrogant, but
no,
it's the truth.
Doesn't.
Hey, at this stage in my life, it's the most important thing. I know exactly what I'm looking for. So,
but how can you tell that by a picture? What is it in the picture that tells you?
There's just a lot of deducing. I don't know. It's just something naturally I have. And then what I will look at is, I mean, just everything, their lifestyle, the way they look, you know, what they're looking for. I mean, are they professional? Are they not? You know, do they have young children or not? I have two kids that are grown, so I don't really want to have anybody that has kids that are really, really young.
Yeah.
If I find somebody I'm just head over heels for, I'll let that go. I was a great dad. So, but to answer your question, what was it one more time?
How do you present your best self knowing that they're coming at it, like looking at us, they're saying, what's he do? What's
I am just so comfortable in my own skin.
Same.
I don't hide anything. Mm-hmm. I know who I am and I know what I want.
Cool.
And I can weed it out pretty quickly.
But can you read, like, for example, let's say you, and I think you do, but I'm just, right. Let's say you don't know he's Jewish. You didn't know I was Jewish, but let's say you could go on a date and you bring up something that you think is gonna
offend.
No, it's that the whole world thinks like you. Like, I can't think of a topic, like anything, like about Russia right now and the Ukraine. Let's say you make a blanket statement. I don't find it appropriate right away, but let's say you make a blanket statement about the Ukraine and you can immediately see that the person at the other end is like,
right.
Can you read people's tells, a woman's tell? Can you be like, oh shit, I might have touched a touchy subject, like she's rolling her eyes. I'm going to switch and I'm just going to talk about on the surface things like, hey, this is a cool microphone. I wonder what's made of. Like, what kind of phone do you have? Yeah. Like, those are lovely shoes. Like, you know, yeah. Can we do that? Or are you going
to...
Do you know how to retell? Do you know how to read
volumes? Yeah, and then are there topics that you... I always like, right? You don't talk religion, you don't talk financial, you don't talk, right? So there are certain things, but right. For men, are there certain things that you just don't touch? If you, as a first conversation, right? Do you have kids? Do you have grandkids? Do you have, you know, yeah. How old are you? How are you?
I mean, treat it less like an interview, more like a fun play session.
Yeah.
If you're not answering with a positive energy, then you're I know not. That you don't want to play and I don't really want to hang out with you further, right? Yeah.
So, right. Because we're not in the same wavelength.
Yeah, I don't like your job's cool. I'd love to know what you do. Yeah. I'd love to know like where you live in the city and all that stuff. But I want to know how you're engaging with your community. What are you doing to better yourself? What are you doing to have fun in this life? Because frankly, what you do is the least important thing to me.
Thank right. you.
Right. Yeah. Truly, I've dated everyone from professional dancers to you know politicians. It doesn't matter. But the real impact is what you're doing for the community, because that's how you're engaging with the world behind
right.
us.
Right. And that's important to you. Yeah.
I think I work really personally hard on trying to find somebody at this stage of the journey that I am. I'm at level 52, right? So I'll be at level 53 next year. I am looking for somebody who values the same things that I value, who is kind of similar in my ideals. And that's the easy part. I think once you start funneling, you know, the women through from based on their profile and what their presentation is, I personally am able to weed a lot of them out. I am blessed, I think, on the dynamic of building relationships and social interaction. It comes very natural and easy for me. So to ask me, I would never, ever, ever, ever put myself in a position where I asked something that was a little bit risque. I would never do that in the beginning. My first meet and greet or my date's going to be about what I've read about in your profile. And I'm going to try to ensure that everything that you said is going to come. Because I'm going to remember everything you text. Okay? Yeah. And then I'm going to bring it up and I'm going to see how you articulated. Was it as good as you were texting? And and I just start putting everything together. And then conversation either goes really easy or it doesn't.
Yeah.
And
well, it's at least somewhat very similar responses. Because pretty much what you're saying is, for me, what's important is how do you engage with your community?
Right? And humor. I got to be able to play.
And humor. Right. Yeah.
I got to be able to
play. And you're saying the value system has to be the same. You haven't told us what your value system is. And not that it's not important, but you're saying they've got to mesh. Like,
right.
If you're.
We got to be synonymous. We have to have similarities.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do well with a librarian unless you stay home and read a book.
Why not?
Well, she's going to look good and I'm going to probably have some good thoughts about having a librarian, but at the end of the day, I'm very extroverted and she's
making assumptions that librarians are lame.
Yes.
I didn't say that. I'm just
to all the librarians out there.
To all the librarians. It may have been
I didn't say all.
She may have a
never wild like the librarians probably or have a strip pole in there.
So no, you know
they're under fire,
I'm
man.
Say
they're
this
basically like a homeless shelter now. It's a shame.
We talked about the snap.
Libraries are under fire.
Chat, right? So if you're going through somebody's profile, right, and you're weeding out.
Right. Qualifying.
You know, I have a hard time with that because I can put anything. I can allow you to see anything on my Facebook. I can. So for you to qualify that way, then have you ever.
Qualify your dating profile. Not
have
so
you
much
ever come across that it's one way on the profile, right? Or whatever, wherever it is you're looking. And then you're like, hey, I'm going to give this person a shot. And then you go out with them and it's.
Yeah.
So then that's maybe your qualification or how you're qualifying is not.
Well, maybe they're not being truthful about who they are.
Well, that's
maybe they're presenting who they want you to think they are, not who they really are.
I just have a hard time meeting through. I don't do apps, but that's part of it. Cause I just feel like I can show you anything.
There's so much deceit.
I can allow you to see
there's
whatever.
So much deceit on the app, i.e. filters.
Yeah.
I would say my
Hold
experience
up.
Has been 8 out of 10.
Hold up. Y'all are both bringing past traumas into your
I've never had,
day.
I've never been on an app.
You're taking, okay, girl filtered you. That sucks. I'm sorry. And what happened with your?
Nothing.
All the girls.
Nothing.
Qualifications? I heard qualifications.
Yeah, well, he says qualifications. Like, he qualifies his dates. I've never done an app because, you know, and we talked about this on the drive-in. I am not I'm just, you know, I can be assertive in my work. I can be assertive at home. I can, you know, things that. But to if we were at a bar and I was like, oh gosh, that guy is just, you know, I would never go up to you. I would never. No.
Oh, I would.
And I will flip that also. I could sit at a bar. I want, let's be a little dramatic, all night, and I will not get approached. I don't know if it's I have resting bitch face.
Why wouldn't you approach somebody? If they're attractive and you're like, oh, I like the energy, why not?
Because she's afraid of rejection.
I don't like rejection.
I'm using
Okay. You're done sales?
Yeah, I'm in sales. I don't mind rejection in that way. I think when it's more personal.
So what you're selling is great. You look fantastic.
Yeah.
You did yourself up real nice. What's up?
Hey, I'm like you. I can relate, unfortunately.
I just think I
don't want to live by what ifs, but it's the truth.
I would send a drink to a dude if I thought he was hot, but yeah, I would. I wouldn't care.
Topo Chico, please. I don't drink.
I would be like, whatever he's having.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And that's why I always say, like we talked about this at the other one, if I were to go out on a date, I would, you know, sit the whole date, because I do feel like for men, it does take effort and it does take some courage. And, you know, even when you're out dancing and you're like, oh God, please don't ask me. And they still do. Okay. You know, I'll go with you one time, because I do think that the effort is there and I appreciate the effort, but.
So Melissa, you're not on the dating apps.
No.
And you don't ask dudes out or engage them.
No.
So
no.
Ask me
if I'm dating.
Are you dating?
No.
And you're expecting different.
I think we were talking about this. I want to meet just somebody like I.
But you don't even go to a farmer's market.
No,
I think you just need to put yourself in community situations, either fitness classes.
I do. You know, I do that.
Do you go to spin?
I don't anymore, but I volunteer, like, you know, in the town I'm in, I do cattle barons. So I do activities, and that's my thing. If I'm out and about.
Cattle what?
Somebody. It's for American Cancer Association.
What is it? Cattle what?
Cattle Barons.
What does that do?
It's a fundraiser for cancer. And so it's one big night. It's a big gala. There's auctions. There's all this stuff. And all the proceeds go.
That's great.
I'll send y'all. Yeah.
One more question. So you go to all these things. You're just expecting someone to talk to you.
Yes.
Why don't you just small talk and just see where it goes? You don't have to expect, oh, the love of my life. Like, hey, love your shoes.
I do, though.
How easy is that?
I do. I can small talk to anybody. I mean, stick me at the governor's mansion. I will talk to some, you know, like I have no trouble talking to people. And I think that's a big part of it. Also, too, I don't have the expectation that if I talk to you or I talk to you that you're going to be like, ooh, hey, you know what I mean? It's always very just, okay, we're talking, we're friends, whatever. But I don't know what it is that I give off.
Okay, I have questions.
Like, yeah.
You know, it's weird.
I have questions.
So if you notice anything, let me know.
Let's just, okay, so we've just realized that one of us is really not, and I just turned off my dating app, for real, turned it off. That's it. I'm going to have to go out there and make small talk. And I mean, I do try to go to my spin class. I do.
That's tough. It's primarily women. It's usually women in a spin class. So.
I did try to do this like dance class, and that's a whole other
sounds great
episode. I mean, I try, but
I'm in the same boat.
Okay.
So, right?
I have a question for you. Let's pretend you get asked on a date. You're on a date from the app. You're on a date from an app. And then how do you feel about the other person asking you, what are your love languages?
I would like to send a man over action, not words. Now,
No. Do we know what love languages are?
Of course. Yes.
Do we know what that is, Melissa?
Yes, we do.
Like, there's a book and there's different types of languages, the type of love that you want to receive. It comes with it. Yeah. Or the type that you offer. If you're on a first date and you're on a meet and greet and the person opposite you wants to talk about love languages.
What do you say?
How do you feel?
I don't know.
What the fuck's wrong? Nobody has
no. I'll tell you. I feel like that's an autopilot conversation, and a lot of these are like filler for actual connection.
Yeah.
And you're not going through the actual thought of trying to connect with somebody if you're asking the predetermined things.
I think it's stupid, personally. What do you think? Would you?
Hey, I learned it from the dating app stuff. In the country, we don't have those things. So I just figured like I needed to be, you know, up to par with everybody else. So I had to learn those, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's look at you. At least you did the due diligence.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a really important question for me that I always want to know.
Right, here it goes.
I'm ready.
Because I have been rejected like 8 billion times lately. And they all say, like, I think you're amazing. I think you're brilliant. I think you, I love how verbose you are. And I think you're, you know, you're good looking, whatever. But I just didn't feel a connection. So what I want to know, and like we talked about last time, I'm not asking it. What does a man mean by when he says,
I don't have a connection.
I'm looking for a connection. What kind of, is it like this connection?
Do you have
is
a connection like, on the first date?
Like, do you actually feel it? Like, do you think you get like butterflies
That's
in your
stomach?
That's
how I feel.
Like, do you feel like this chick is bangable? Or do you feel like...
You got to think about bangable. Like, you're like, I want to go to coffee because he wants to size me up. So he wants to bang me.
Yes, no, I never even thought about that. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're here to defend this.
I am here to defend
this. Thank you. Yes. Okay, good, good, good. I just want to know, what fucking connection are y'all talking about?
What situation was this? A first date, third date?
In the very first date, I get it all. I get it anytime I'm told, like, no, I don't think there's a second date. Because I didn't feel a connection. I'm like cerebral.
That's situation
emotional.
Specific. And to posit anything different, I think it's folly. But I'll tell you, I think playing with somebody, having fun, seeing them in like a connective state or a playful open state is the easiest way to connect.
Give me an example
connect.
Of playing.
Yo, you got your nails there? You look like you're ready for springtime, right? You like flowers? Yeah. Like, is pink your favorite color?
Yes.
So we're just talking through. This is just bullshitting.
Right.
But I'm just trying to get to know a little bit about her while noticing something.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's open.
My toes. I'm,
I'm
hands.
Learning.
I have man hands
her.
Right now.
Yeah. No, no. Beautiful. I get pedicures too. I love it. It's a great use of your time and it's clean.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's relaxing.
Relax.
I think have y'all ever had a connection on the first date? I don't think I ever have.
Men are very physical. We're more physical than you guys are. So as far as looks, right? Maybe a little more shallow than you guys, I think.
Or,
so are you just looking for physical connection?
Women's shallow too.
Yes. There are a lot of us out there. Not myself, but there are a lot of, you know, like
no,
you were saying, that there's some women looking for money. That's the
if there's no physical
that, you know,
attractiveness for me, I don't really care how beautiful her mind is. It sounds horrible to say, but I want it at every level.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I'm kind of the opposite though. I've met a lot of beautiful women and I'm just like, what's in here? Like that is where I'm looking first, frankly.
Yeah.
So,
but I value intelligence first. I know it sounds like a cop out, but intelligence is the top for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's intelligence with someone that hasn't had her nails done and has split ends and you know, are you okay with that?
If she's disheveled and not taking care of herself, she's definitely not for me. You only got one chance to make a first impression. Well, I don't have cancer, so it doesn't matter.
What if she's in the PhD phase of her life? You know, like
doesn't matter. I still have to be physically attracted to her as well.
What if you just caught her on an off day?
No, because that's why we have dates.
You've only got one chance to make a first impression in my book.
Wait a minute. We were talking about this earlier. We were talking about meeting people at Whole Foods. I am one that will go into a market, baseball cap, no makeup.
It's okay.
And I look crazy. I mean, there's on my good days that my hair looks crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
but you are checking a box for me for health, for lifestyle and health, because you are in the organic.
Yeah, but if I look disheveled and you're just like, I hope on a good day I clean up.
Well, make a little
you
more
know what I mean? Like, how
well,
can
so you look like a 7.5 today, not a 10. Whatever, big deal.
Okay.
I would see through
all of that.
I mean,
she's not going on
I don't.
Y'all quit talking about me.
And you know
I don't just expect
the less makeup.
She's gotta look good at the Whole Foods.
Everywhere you go, you should look like this.
You know what? That might. My son is like that too. So I'm in a little town, Luling. We talked about this. I will go like crazy to HEB and he's like, stop it. You are not going like that. I'm like, I sure am. I'm, you know, and I'm just going to truck my way. He's like, you need to put it a little.
I cannot imagine the dating life in Luling.
There's like, none.
It can't be.
There's none. So I work in Houston too. So I've got a little bit of both. You know what I mean? But there are days that you're just like, roll it up and.
Okay, Melissa, last time we spoke, we were going to come back and we agreed that we were all going to try to go on one date. Did you go on any?
No, I did have somebody ask me out and then I just, actually through Instagram. And you know, it was crazy because it was like months that we were, you know, texting and I'm not really great, you know, looking at everything. But then he finally had to say, look, I don't know if you're understanding, but I'm interested in you. And I was like, I just thought you wanted to talk and be friends.
That's so cute.
Because again, my mind just doesn't. Right. Yeah. You have to put the signs up and the, hey, you know, I'm looking for you. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Did you go on the date?
I did not.
Why?
Life got a little crazy with what's going on. And,
So we'll
report circle back.
Yeah, I'll report back.
When we circle back, will you?
Yeah. I'm going to make a conscious effort.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Can we?
We got a date. Yeah. Guys, we got a date.
And I have
four. Can we chaperone and take notes?
Yes, yeah, y'all can be by there.
Can we be in the furthest back seat?
Yeah, I know.
Like you did this for the
podcast.
Yes. Can I refresh your water, madam?
Yeah. I'm going to be the hostess. Yes. You could be the waiter.
Right, absolutely.
I'm in. Yeah. Like, isn't she lovely too?
And if it's not going well, you can just, I don't know, you have little girl signs where y'all,
yeah, like, no, you're like,
you know, that we can come to the rescue or something.
Yeah.
It's like baseball signs.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
Up, down, touch across.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll see. But yeah,
that's what I would do. Okay. So,
so one, I need to date, and two, I need to get my shit together when I go to HEB. I need to go to HEB like this. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. So number one, what's important for the listeners and viewers to know is that I asked everyone to present as if we were all going to a middle/upper scale restaurant, right? Mm-hmm. To get ready
and come
as if you're going on a date. Now, Sean did have a different shirt, but he spilled coffee on it on the way over here.
Yeah.
But I think Sean looks great because Sean is wearing what Sean feels comfortable in, and I think he looks good.
Yeah.
Melissa is stunning.
Thank you.
And I like this shirt. I like these pants because it reflects that you are athletic.
Yep.
Your shoes give us like city cool, rocker fun, progressive vibe.
Motorcycle boots.
Yeah. And your shirt is like fun. Your hair is super cool.
Yeah.
But your shirt, like, I like it because it's all everything that we're wearing. I think we both decided on a black dress just because the little black dress is always going to be the go-to.
Yeah.
But good job. Just setting here. So Melissa said she'd go on a date. Can I challenge you two?
He's already saying no.
To try to pick a woman up at a Whole Foods to a grocery store.
I'm be like holding an apple and be like, did you see this? Like, what do you expect happens here?
If you're not dealing with the
app. Where would you
all right, okay, I'll try.
So why would you pick up
a wherever it's
women?
Natural. I don't, you know, I don't like put the pressure on the grocery store. My produce aisle and I are very low.
So when you meet women,
so
is
then
it
what,
more
like a coffee shop or,
Uber. So like when I Uber somebody, sometimes they give me their number, which is really interesting.
Do they?
They sure
do. You ask or do they volunteer?
They give it.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Men, women,
I've never
couples.
Done that. I'm going to start doing that.
The Uber stories I got for you could be a separate podcast. Separate one.
Same for my Airbnb guests.
Oh, I'm sure.
So you're kind of just any and everywhere.
Then you touch like
it's
the
easy.
Whole world.
It's
yeah. Okay. And have you been on a date with any of your Uber?
Yeah. Yeah. Recently I went on a date. Mm-hmm.
Dude, how'd it go?
Fantastic.
Are you going to see her again?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Sure. Good. Maybe
I'll
we need to
sponsor
all be
sponsor another
Uber.
Podcast because I can tell you right now, I'm not going on any dates for a while. I just went and I went and bought me a puppy.
What kind?
I went and got a yellow lab. Truly.
So that'll be your.
I was done hiding the whole
What if you go to a dog park with your puppy? That's going to get you a nice person that has dogs.
That's
someone
a good meeting.
That likes dogs is usually not a. Stalker.
I'll just take the boat out. Maybe we'll just go to the Party Cove and look for them there, maybe with my dog. But I probably will not be going. Probably
like
will be going to
like,
the dog
yes,
park.
I'm not going to
probably
that.
Probably not going to go to a dog
chicks
park.
Chicks in bikinis. Damn, bro. I was just talking about going to the grocery store. I
forgot dog park.
You know,
I just want to
if this is an exercise, I'll do it. But I'm just telling you.
Well, okay, can you come up with a different exercise?
Like no, I like it. I like it.
Either go to the bookstore, go to Book People, Barnes & Noble, and see what chicks are reading, okay?
If you see or just by try, right? And then we figure out where, because that was kind of my thing with her. Like, where do you go? Where do you go to, just like we were saying, you don't want to go to a bar. You don't want to go, obviously.
Yeah, it's weird being sober, going to a bar and being like.
Sitting here waiting
exactly.
for somebody to.
That's the problem.
Well, and in Austin anymore, they have like bars with. But why do you want to go there?
There's some good mocktails out there.
The mocktail,
bars. Yeah. Hydration. All right, so homework is
saying
go on a date.
Go on a date, but find one organically.
Yeah, no
don't
problem.
Don't let's not use the apps. Let's see if it's
no,
feasible.
You got it.
Okay, but should I say just the boys or all of us? No, I think we put Melissa on the spot because
she's
I have one. I'm going to go.
She's ahead of all of us.
Yeah, but that one's been waiting. You've had that one in the background for a month. That's not even fair.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll find another. I'll do two.
the guy you go on a date with probably is going to watch this and be like, what the hell?
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Well, probably. Maybe he can invite you on the second date and then you're done.
Oh.
Okay. That would count.
That would count. Okay. Two dates,
like if you go on, but you know, the date that you just went on with the girl from the car.
Yeah.
That doesn't count as a date.
You need a new
one. But you could tell her that it's just part of the, if you're into her and you don't want to like piss her off.
We'll see.
Maybe you could just tell her, look, it's part of this thing that this crazy friend of mine I just met wants me to do. Right?
Doesn't sound weird at all.
Yeah, not at all.
Okay.
Look,
yeah.
Watch a lot podcast. She's kind of okay.
Yeah, she'll probably see it.
Yeah. So, I like you. I think you should take the dog to a park.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to set you up.
I'll do that. I would do that.
And I will, like.
I would do that.
Right?
Yeah.
What do we set up?
I like it. You're like taking the energy. You're like, I'm going to move it.
Yeah.
I'm going to move it. I'm going to work with it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then that way you know it's not.
Can you find somebody in the country?
That's tough.
No, she cannot. Look at her. She's
Ziggy Robin.
I love you, Deb. But she is not
a thumb girl.
That
was the point.
Or a poachy girl.
What is coerced?
Coerce. I'm sorry. I thought you meant coerce.
See, we both don't know.
No, I
didn't. Let me tell you about that.
You mispronounced it. That's all I know.
Culture. That's all. It's all culture a little bit. Yeah. It's a little culture.
Okay. I want real honest. And I think we're going to get two very, very different responses from the men. The men are on the hot seat today. What is a third date rule?
I've never heard of that. Yeah.
Let's set the gut. What have you heard of that?
So intimacy.
That's the first date.
Can be. I'm not putting restrictions on that kind of thing.
What is the rule?
Like, if you're not physically attracted to somebody by three dates, you probably should move on. That's where we're at, I think.
What's your first date rule?
My first date rule?
Well, what did you say by the first date? What does that mean?
I mean, for me, the first date, I would never, I know it sounds kind of hypocritical, but I would probably never even consider a relationship with a woman who tried to offer it. You know, high level intimacy on the first date. I just want
like
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, like
okay. That's the other thing. Yep. We were talking about this on the phone. If a woman is going to sleep with you on the first date, is that something that you look forward to? Is that a turn off? Is that somebody that you're like, okay, I'll keep doing it for a while, but it's not something serious? Because I'm like, I'm not dropping my pants for you.
I just felt like you were that easy for me. You were that easy for everybody else. And if I would consider you an animal, you'd probably be a porcupine. You know what I mean? I just wouldn't. You wouldn't be for me.
Sweet Jesus.
Hold on. What about porcupine is easy? Because I'm not.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you had as many in you as you had stuck out of you, you'd probably look like a porcupine. That's my point.
This
is where I'm going. I mean.
So what about you? First, not
just. I'm not going to throw someone under a bus because like sometimes it's like. You know, it's hot and heavy, and you feel it, and like you're dancing, or like I don't know, like there's situations where.
Would you
honestly? Okay, so I believe that could happen. I'm not going to rule it out, but.
Would I see her again? Absolutely, 100%.
But I wouldn't.
That's the difference. He wouldn't. I think I love these perspectives. I really do.
And you're so different. Y'all are very different.
But
yeah.
Okay, let's see. No, that's
sometimes people just want. That hookup.
Yes.
That is real.
Well, I was on a date with a gentleman just recently, and he said something about a third date rule. And he's like, you know it? And I was like, no, actually, I don't. And what he said is by the third date, a woman has to give up ass.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is your old...
Yeah.
No.
That would be a negative no. Yes.
Stupid ass.
Can I just let y'all on the secret that y'all need to know? Y'all need to know this. The harder you make it for us, the more that we want you. The quicker you give it up, the game is over, the chase is over, and here we go.
So that'll lead real quick because I know we don't have
imagination. Just kind of like it's a dance. It's a chase.
Yep.
You're hunters and gatherers. Okay. If it was so easy to like, what's left?
I only mean third date. Like, if you're not attracted to them by the third date, like, you probably should probably
then that's
not the expectation of sex is completely different.
If you, like, kiss a girl by the second date or even the end of the first date, I think that's good. Like, if you're holding hands and stuff. But banging on the third date.
You don't even need to touch each other. As long as you're physically attracted, I think you can keep going forward.
Okay, no, I like those responses. I have one more question.
And there is sometimes you have a connection that amazing and that wonderful and you've been looking for that long and it's happening and that may be different. You know? Yeah. I would agree.
So the feel of connection is different. Like for you, it's physical. For you, it's a little cerebral.
Got to dance mentally, physically.
Yeah. All the things. for you? Like, if you look frumpy,
just because she's hot doesn't mean I'm, you know, I mean, she's right. Got to bring more to the table than that. But
okay, so the third date rules doesn't even exist. That's like a fucking boomer bullshit.
That's argument. Why you let those guys go.
Well, we kind of touched on this first date, first impressions. I mean, if you go on a first date, but we're going to now just move this discussion. The third one is not going to be about apps. I want us all to just forget the fucking apps because they just,
they don't work.
Whatever. Gentlemen, do you all have something to ask?
About any women?
Or add.
I would just say, about, or like putting rules, expectations, all those things. Okay, I know that we're grown and we want certain things, but also just be open to experiences. If you have a checklist, if you're entering dating with like, he's got to have this or blah, 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 and like, oh, he's got to pay. Like, you've already made it transactional. Why are you surprised if that's what you get back?
Yeah.
That was my main takeaway from your previous episode, which is all spent 20 minutes talking about, is he going to pay for the date? I'm stressed. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're already like not really open to the person in front of you. You're worried about the outcome and like the food being paid for and...
There are funds to pay for the food, but if they're not going to,
so I should ask you out and be like, yeah, I'll pay for the date. When then
if you ask me out, then
I will pay. No worries. But you're saying there's like an energy, expectation, right? Yes.
And I think it's different, right? It might be cultural for us, and it might be just for me. I'm older. I'm in the 50s. That's how I grew up. Like that's even younger dating in my 20s, you know, whatever, the guy always paid. And I will say things have changed. They don't do that anymore. Like everything is split. Everything is, and I don't mind. I don't mind doing it, but I think that's what we were talking about. We're used to gender roles and now there is no role. Yeah. It's just,
I'm 100% still on the gender role. Like, I don't do gender fluid things.
Sorry. I just think you're worried about extraneous stuff when you're not like the person in front of you should have your attention. Does that make sense? Yes. Like you're coming in talking about, you know, X, Y, and Z gender role or expectations of dates like that. Okay, that doesn't like allow you to dance.
A female I paid
to get your nails done, get your hair, that's why I pay.
Banged. Yeah. Like you should give it up by the third date. Like
that's a toxic male who you should just leave.
If someone is sitting there,
you should leave.
Yeah,
I would agree. You get out of there.
Yeah.
When does it say for you to give it up?
What does it say for?
When is it safe for you if it's not the third date? I'm just curious.
When do I
feel?
I mean, if you're going to put a number on it,
I think when I know the individual, when I feel the time is right, when I'm comfortable, when I feel safe. Right. Most importantly, when I feel safe.
That's huge.
And that's kind of, but I think you make a good point. I do think you make a good point. You're right. Maybe I was putting too much thought into who's paying, who's not, and I'm not present.
If it's bothering you that much, just be like, you got this, right? Like, it shouldn't be that complicated. Like, it should be light. It should be airy. It should be the best version of yourself.
Most men have it. Most men will be like, I invited you. You choose a spot.
Yeah.
Most men do.
Yeah.
But it was on a very few. And also...
But you said you didn't, right?
Well, that goes back to what I was saying.
He was the one that said he doesn't pay for shit.
That's not true. But where the issue was what I was saying was a meet and greet, and what you were saying was the first date. So we needed to get clarification.
Yeah, meet and greet and first date are two things. I don't do meeting.
Like I said, I qualified them initially on the app through their articulation, through their photos, because you never know what's going to show up, at least from a man's perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know how many men have filters. I don't think too many. I'm sure some do.
No, they have old pictures.
But we have to deal with filters.
Okay. I get that. Okay. So we've got to wrap it up. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Y'all, thank you for watching. And did everybody agree that we would try to find an organic date?
Yes.
Except I'm going to try to help Sean
do
find a date.
Yeah, got it.
I usually don't need help.
Jesse, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Sean, thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's actually a good time.
You guys were amazing, and thanks for joining us. If you would like to jump on here, I think we're going to try to do a live one, so I am really going to pump it up so all our friends could be watching and interacting. So thank you again. Have a great one.
Awesome.